This is St. Louis Public Radio. There's one person who will affect Missouri's U.S. Senate race more than a pointed attack ad or dump trucks full of money: President Donald Trump. Even as his national approval ratings decline, the GOP chief executive still retains passionate support in a state that voted overwhelmingly for him 2 years ago. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum looks at whether Trump will be a boon or a burden for Republicans.
On a typical Friday afternoon during Missouri's increasingly frenetic election season, Attorney General Josh Hawley is receiving a warm reception in Jefferson County. Voters here are often a bellwether in statewide elections. In 2016, Jefferson County voted for Donald Trump with 65% of the vote. He won the rest of Missouri by 19 points. So it's no accident that Hawley included this line in his stump speech.
Are we going to send somebody who will listen to the people of Missouri and support President Trump's agenda? Or are we going to send back to Congress, to the Senate, Claire McCaskill, who has opposed this president knee-jerk at every single opportunity? You know, this state, voting, yeah, he doesn't like it either. This state.
Before that adorable baby interrupted him, Hawley was hitting on the point that may determine his bid against incumbent Senator McCaskill: whether Missouri is still supportive of the president. Hawley clearly thinks so, which is why he's touted Trump's endorsement and appeared with him and Vice President Mike Pence at rallies. That probably plays well to Missouri's Republican base, which features voters like Gary Leggins. The Washington County resident is part of a group called Bikers for Trump.
Our appeal for him is he's real. He gets down to the grassroots level, and he deals with the issues that deal with us on a day-to-day basis.
Most opinion polls show that Trump's approval rating in Missouri is hovering around 50%, higher than the national average. But the president's actions have threatened his standing here. Missouri farmers are worried about how Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs resulted in retaliation against crops. And Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election could loom large. These controversies, as well as Trump's immigration and health care policies, are motivation to Democratic activists like St. Louis 5th Ward Committee man Rasheen Aldridge.
I think people are excited. I think people are fired up. And I'm optimistic because I'm young, but I'm really in good hope and faith that a lot of folks that did not get out in 2016, for whatever reasons, are going to get out now because of what's been happening.
For her part, McCaskill is criticizing Trump's policies on trade, health care, and taxes. She says there's, quote, not an inch of daylight between the president and Hawley. Yet she's not ready to determine Trump's ultimate impact on her reelection.
So it remains to be seen whether his presence in the campaign is more motivating for the base of the Republican Party or more motivating for people who think we should get back to maybe somebody who is maybe a little more unifying in our country and doesn't cause such division.
Jim Murphy takes a little bit of a different view. The Republican is running for a highly competitive state House seat in South St. Louis County. When he goes door to door, he finds that some voters care about the president. Others, though, feel like this.
For the most part, people aren't focused on Trump. They're focused on their day-to-day. They're focused on, you know, their jobs. They're focused on the local issues. You know, is the roads going to get fixed? Are we going to have a gasoline tax? Are we going to have all of those things?
There have been Missouri elections where the national environment wasn't decisive, such as McCaskill's 2012 victory that took place when Mitt Romney won the state. But if Trump does play a role in voter decision-making, then control of the U.S. Senate may be determined by whether Missourians like him or not. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.